Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Insomniac Diary. My name is Nina. Thank you for being here with me today. By the way, today we're doing our first video podcast, which I'm very excited about. And also we're going to have a little bit of fun because we're diving deep into the world of dating. We are going to figure out how to be that unforgettable date in a good way. I hear my friends complain about dating all the time and I got some cool tips for you. So get something warm, get cozy, and let's get started. Hi, it's Nina. All right, first up, when you're on a first date, be excited about meeting someone new, but try to not be overly excited about the date itself. Instead, be more enthusiastic about your own life and talk about your passions so he knows your whole happiness doesn't depend on him. That's a lot to put on someone else, right? Especially on a first date. And also, like, have you ever noticed when someone is talking about their passions, their whole face lights up? I think it's very sexy, captivating, attractive. So that's the impression you want to leave on them, right? I also don't agree when people say talk less. Like, maybe what they mean is, like, don't be a narcissist. Don't only talk about yourself. But of course, like, if you're passionate about something, talk about it. But also try to find a subject that is fascinating for both of you. Some common ground, you know, like, read the room. Whatever he's doing in his life, like, I'm sure you know a thing or two about it. For example, when I was dating this football player, like, I don't understand anything about football. Like, I'm really not fascinated by it, but I do love reading books about self-empowerment. I love psychology, science. So while he was talking about his training experience, like, I was dropping facts about how mental resilience plays a lot of role in a better performance. You can imagine how interesting this would be for him, right? So now he suddenly sees me like someone who could motivate him before the game versus sitting there like a beautiful flower bringing nothing to the table. Right? I mean, there are lots of pretty faces out there. If you're only using your looks, competition is big. You might get a date with a beauty, but can you keep it? I mean, you can't maintain the meaningful relationships by it alone. When you bring something more than just the looks to the table, something that fades that is not sustainable, you stand out. I mean, no matter how beautiful you are, like, it stops being so exciting in a few years. Eyes get used to it. It's just a fact. So if you want him to text you after the first date, don't we all want that? I mean, getting those cute texts like, oh, I had a good time. Like, when can I see you again? If you want all of that, then don't treat the date like an interview, okay? Only focusing how cool he is and how he's making you feel and what you are going to benefit by dating him. Remember also to show what you bring to the table. How are you going to enrich their lives? Which means thinking about how you are going to make them feel good too. I mean, when you're going on a first date, just remember, like, you're meeting a new person. This is not your family. This is not your friend. So when you're getting ready for the date, putting your mascara on, you're not sitting there thinking, I'm going to make him so happy today. You're actually thinking like, oh, I hope he's going to be fun. I hope he's going to be cool. You are actually thinking, how is he gonna make you feel good? The person you're meeting is probably asking the same question while he puts his jacket on, doing his hair, whatever they do. He's also asking those questions. I mean, both sides are selfish, right? Both of you are thinking like, what am I gonna get out of it? Because you don't know each other yet. So subconsciously, we're kind of selfish. We're thinking what we are going to get out of it. It's not only about finding out if the other person is right for you. It's also about finding out if you are right for them. And if you do that, I guarantee you, text won't stop coming. Also, and this is very important, make yourself unavailable now and then. Like, don't sit there thinking like, when is he gonna call? Don't do that. I don't know, we're definitely better at intuition as women, but they can definitely sniff when you're way into them. I mean, make him think that if he's not texting you, then someone else is, and you might be going out with that person. The only reason I noticed this because I'm always busy in my own world, and I've always had passions. Like, I'm always busy with doing something. Like, I'm either writing, I used to make music as well, so I never had time to hang out. So I kind of accidentally made them chase me. And then I figured out, oh, that's what it is. And it works. And it works always. Another important thing. Do not stay too long on a first date. No matter how good it is, no matter how well it is going, like, do not stay too long. Like, I don't know, say that you have something important in the morning. Like, no matter how good it feels, do not overstay. Just leave early. Make it feel like there is more to the story. Kind of like leaving the last scoop of ice cream because you have to go. You know it's here. You really want it, but you just don't have time for it. It's all about him wanting it a little bit more. Craving the next time you can pick right up where you left off. Okay, we figured out the first date. Now, when you're reaching the point when you're meeting his friends, it's kind of like you have leveled up in a relationship. You're no longer someone he's seeing. You are someone he wants to integrate into his life. It's like getting the VIP pass to a private show. You are in the exclusive club now. That's pretty cool, right? So in this stage, like, I would advise you to turn on some charm, put some little bit of more effort. Honestly, guys take so much pride showing off their girlfriends to their friends. This is so important to them. You have no idea. So making an effort to dress well, put some cute outfit on, do some nice makeup, it's going to make a huge difference. Make you stand out, you know? I mean, depends what you're looking for. I mean, if you want to make him crazy about you, you can do that. One of my friends, who is a twin, by the way, and they're both incredibly gorgeous, her now husband loves to tell this story. So when he wanted to introduce her to her friends, to his friends, he said to her, like, hey, like, can you, like, dress, you know, to impress? Like, he really wanted to show her off. So it was a game night, a little bit of drinks. She took the task really serious. She arrived looking like a Hollywood star with a thigh-high boots and a beautiful skirt, like an amazing outfit. Looking gorgeous, beautiful makeup. Like, she looked incredible, stunning. All of his friends stopped playing. Everybody wanted to talk to her. He said, that night I knew I was going to marry her. Because as I said, it's very hard for a guy to show off his girlfriend. I mean, of course, it's just for fun, but just have fun with it. It's always cool to play a little. I think dating is the perfect time to play with fashion and put some little outfits on and do some cute makeup. Like, that's the time when you do that before you get really cozy with each other, end up being in PJs and sweatpants watching Netflix. So use this time to share those experiences that will become those remember when stories. I love going out with my boyfriend. We don't go out too much. Like, if we go out, it's just to have a dinner. It's just us. But sometimes we go out with our friends. So there's always someone new to meet. And the other day, I was at my best friend's birthday party, and her father is a manager of football players. So there was this one kid, like, he was basically like 17 years old. So her father told me that he's going to be the next big thing, because right now, like, at this moment, they're negotiating with an English team for him to join. So I was like, oh my God, this is so fascinating. So I started talking to him because I kind of have to get some cool guests for you guys, right? I'm networking. I mean, what can you talk about with a 17-year-old kid? We were talking about music, psychology. I was dropping some facts about the science of how important it is to mentally exercise as much as physically. And it's so funny because he kind of knew about this as well. I mean, kids are very smart right now. Anyways, I charmed him. I made a deal. He gave me his Gen Z handshake. We made a deal that when my podcast takes off and when his career takes off, he owns me an interview. So we're in the middle of the conversation and I see my boyfriend coming towards me and he was like, I'm really jealous right now. I was like, calm down, he's a kid. I mean, of course he knew that. But what I'm trying to say is, like, it's kind of exciting for them. They get these tiny butterflies in stomach when they see you. You're interested in conversation with somebody and they see that someone else is interested to talk to you as well. They kind of remember these old times when they didn't know you. They saw you somewhere talking to somebody. It's kind of cool. It's cute. Those little things matter. You know, it really matters. You could say they get turned on by you in that moment, just like they did when they just met you. Anyways, I made the deal for you. I also reminded my boyfriend how awesome I am. So it's a win-win. So yeah, stay tuned. Of course, your personality and your heart is what is going to make him fall in love with you. But guys, how to say it, are a little bit visual, right? You got to lure them in with your cute style and looks and this, you know. You don't have to be the most beautiful woman in the world, but you could be the most beautifully dressed, the most stylish, someone who put the effort the most. I mean, even if your style is not fashion forward, you don't have to chase the latest trends. Like, whatever your style is, try to elevate your look with accessories and your own personal touches that reflect who you are. It's just about presenting the best version of yourself in a way that feels true to you. And people notice. So I hope you liked this episode. I hope my tips are going to help you in a dating scene. And yeah, please do not forget to subscribe and share so we can grow our little community together. And I love you guys. And thank you for being here with me today. I hope you come back for next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.